Hello, guys, and happy Tuesday. Welcome back to another episode of Feel Inspired. So we're going to start off the same way we always do. Let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. Let's do another one. Open your heart. Begin to arrive and accept all the wonderful information that we're going to talk about today. Let's do one more. All right, and then let's go ahead and get a little stretch in. Today, my legs are feeling like they need a stretch, so I'm going to stretch my legs out real far. And then, of course, last but not least, let's smile. So today we are going to be diving into dreams. I don't know if you're the type to remember your dream or not, but personally, I have a lot of dreams, and I did keep a dream journal there. I've been on and off consistent with it for sure. Right now is definitely one of my more non-consistent times. I do still try to write them down when I can, but I wanted to bring this up because it is so important if you have dreams to evaluate them, because I really think it helps us dig into our subconscious true values and true beliefs. So whenever you see those, you get to go back and evaluate them and learn how you want to proceed from there. And this might not be for everybody, but I can fully heartedly say that you should at least give it a shot. If you have never looked up the meaning of your dreams before, I will give you some reasons why, based on my research, it might be something for you to explore, something for you to tap into. So starting with point number one, it helps you understand your subconscious thoughts. That was my main point that I brought up before even the research. So dreams often reflect subconscious thoughts, emotions, and fears that you may not be fully aware of in waking life. It's like a lot of times, you know, if you're the type to press stuff down and just kind of move forward, those things still get noted in your subconscious. And they can come alive in your dreams. So by evaluating your dreams, you can gain insight into these underlying aspects of your psyche. The second reason why it's important is it can help you solve problems in your everyday waking life. Dreams sometimes contain symbolic representations of real-life issues or challenges, and analyzing your dreams can help you uncover potential solutions or perspectives on these issues. Point number three is it helps emotional processing. Dreams can provide a safe space for processing emotions, including unresolved feelings from past experiences. Evaluating dreams allows you to explore and understand these emotions more deeply. Point number four, creativity and inspiration. So dreams can spark creativity and inspire new ideas. By evaluating your dreams, you may uncover creative insights or innovative solutions that can be applied in various aspects of your life. And last but not least, the fifth reason why I believe that it's important is it helps promote personal growth. Reflecting on your dreams can contribute to a personal growth by fostering self-awareness, emotional intelligence, and introspection. It can also help you identify patterns or recurring themes in your dreams that may offer valuable lessons for areas of development in your life. So now that we know why it's important, how do we evaluate a dream? And granted, you know, this is only for the people who remember their dreams, which I do find that the more I journal about my dreams and the more I try to remember them, the more I do remember them. And it kind of just snowballs after that. So you can start by journaling, writing down your dream as soon as you wake up, include as many details as possible, such as people, places, emotions, and events. And this helps in recalling the dream accurately for later analysis. Even if it's something like such a small detail, you'll find that whenever you're journaling about it, you'll kind of start to remember more if you do it as soon as you wake up. And I really want to hit on the doing it as soon as you wake up, because there have been so many times where I have remembered a dream and then I'm like, oh, I'll write it down later. And later comes and I'm grasping at straws trying to remember what, like, all the details of that dream. Whenever I woke up, I remembered it and I told myself I would remember it later. That's just not how my brain works, at least. So I highly encourage you to write down your dream as soon as you wake up, even if it's in the middle of the night. A lot of my deepest evaluations, I feel like, have come from waking up in the middle of the night and actually committing to writing down that dream to evaluate later. And it's so sloppy in my dream journal, but it's just a matter of doing it, because I'm telling you guys, the breakthroughs and revelations that you will get through your dreams, it'll be worth it. The second step is going to be reflect on the emotions in your dream. Consider what you felt and experienced during the dream. Emotions in dreams often mirror your waking life feelings or unresolved issues. Number 3, identify symbols. Guys, I cannot stress this one specifically enough just because of my personal experience with it. Like, there was this one time I had a dream about, it was like my birthday, and I was at my job, but my job was also in my house, and I was also having a birthday party at the same time. And everybody was like out celebrating my birthday, but I was like stuck inside working. And I remember like they broke my trampoline in the dream, and I was upset about it. And I looked it up, and I'm not even kidding you, it had a meaning. Like, you guys, if you look up the craziest thing, I promise you, there's probably somebody else who has had similar experience with it. So don't hesitate to look up even like the weirdest little symbol that you see, because it can truly mean something significant towards your life. Dreams often use symbols as metaphors, so pay attention to those objects, places, or people in your dream and consider what they might represent in your waking life. Cultural or personal accusations with symbols are important to consider. Number 4, look for patterns. Analyze recurring themes or motifs in your dreams. Do you have recurring dreams or symbols, or maybe a recurring feeling in your dream? Understanding patterns can reveal underlying concerns or desires. Number 5, consider the context. Reflect on recent events or stressors in your life. Dreams often reflect current concerns or thoughts, even if it's indirectly. I heard this thing, and don't quote me on this because I don't have a source, but I did hear that your dreams reflect like 2 days prior to your dream. So maybe think about like the past just couple days, what happened, and see how that aligns with what your dream is showing you. Number 6, explore alternative meanings. Dreams can have multiple layers of meaning. Consider different interpretations and how they resonate with your current life situation or inner thoughts. I think this one is really important too, because you definitely only want to take what resonates with you from your dream. There have been times where I've looked up my dreams and some of it doesn't really hit, but then the stuff that does hit, I'm like, oh wow, like that's true. And it's all just an exploratory thing, and I think really the main point of it is so you can narrow down how you're actually feeling. Number 7, use guided imagery. If a dream scene was particularly vivid or puzzling, you can use guided imagery techniques to mentally revisit the dream setting. This can help you uncover deeper meanings or emotions associated with that part of the dream. It could even help uncover more parts of the dream that you may have forgot, which can lead to further evaluation. Number 8 of 9, we have seek outside perspectives. Discuss your dream with others, such as friends, family, or therapist. Different perspectives can offer insights that you might not have considered on your own. I particularly like this step because I just love talking about dreams, because so much crazy, random, like out-of-pocket stuff happens in dreams that like wouldn't happen in real life. Like, granted, a lot of dreams like go with the main flow of life, but they can just be so random. And like, you know, like I said, my house was also my job at the same time as I was having my birthday party. Like, that's not happening in real life. So I think it just brings that creativity and imagination into light when you're having conversations with people, and it can just make it more fun and intriguing. So last we have number 9, keep an open mind. Dreams are highly subjective and personal. Avoid rigid interpretations and be open to exploring different meanings and insights that your dream might offer. This kind of goes back with what I was saying, only take what resonates. And I totally lied, I do have a 10th step on here. Apply these insights to your life. This is the most important step. I don't know how I almost forgot it. Once you've evaluated your dream, reflect on how the insights gained might apply to your waking life.
Consider whether there are actions that you can take or changes that you can make based on what you've learned from the dream. This is the most important part because, yeah, you can evaluate how you feel and understand that, but the question is, what are you going to do now?
How are you going to apply this newfound knowledge of yourself and your emotions to your current present state to be the best version of yourself that you can be the happiest version of yourself that you can be, and live the most fulfilled life? If you're the type to never really remember your dreams, I'm sorry. This probably isn't going to resonate with you. But if you even have just one dream, keep in mind, maybe experiment with that dream. Look it up, what you felt, what you saw, what you heard in that dream, and just, you know, see what happens. Can't knock it till you try it. So with this, follow your dreams, guys, both awake and asleep, and I will see you next Tuesday.